This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1770. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 23rd, Anguilla, Australia, Bangladesh, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Korea North, Korea South, Malaysia, Mexico, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Rwanda, Scotland, Serbia, Sweden, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The so-called Caribbean beacon has become quite irregular. In fact, it's been missing most of the time for the past week or two. Harold Froge in Michigan made numerous checks from April 13th to 16th and was not hearing it on the night frequency 6090 or the day frequency 11775. That Anguilla station, of course, never IDs as Caribbean Beacon, but that's the way it's listed. And when it's on, it carries nothing but the so-called University Network with Pastor Melissa Scott, PMS, or defunct Gene Scott, DGS. I have been checking it periodically as well, but finally, the morning of April 22nd, around 1347 UT, I could make out a rather poor signal on 11775. And Ian in Australia says, I recently received official word from Craig Allen that he has sold his Sydney shortwave licenses and equipment to Peter Tate in Queensland. It looks like the license transfer happened late last year. Tate has held a number of narrowcast radio licenses for a long period of time, mainly in the X-band above medium wave. So that's the end of Aussie radio on shortwave and maybe vintage FM as well. It's not presently known what Peter intends to do with his new HF licenses. He had an unused shortwave license on 2368.5 in Queensland since the year 2002, not to be confused with the active one in New South Wales, completely separate, on exactly that same odd frequency. Ian continues, Aussie Radio's first broadcast on shortwave began officially from Schofields, northwestern Sydney, on 3210 and 5050 from a block of land filled with tall eucalyptus trees. And he goes on to describe the antenna and transmitter setup. He recalls one of the transmitters had formerly been used by ARDS, remember that, in Humpty Doo, Northern Territory. And then Ian took a look at Peter's Station X website. It's called The Greatest Hits Worldwide. It's also webcasting, but a number of low-power X-band stations. And now on his website, he shows those three shortwave frequencies listed as outlets for Station X programming, namely 2368, 3210, and 5045. But as far as we know, none of these are really on the air at present. Ian says plenty of Aussie narrowcast stations like to list their vacant channels as seemingly on the air. At first, it seemed to Ivo Ivanov that it had been canceled, but it was just moved 1 hour later. The token broadcast, 5 minutes in French from Radio Australia, when daylight shifting time ended the first Sunday in April in Australia. So it's now at 09 to 0905 UT, Monday through Friday. The 2 half-hours in Talk Pigeon also moved an hour later at 0730 and 1000, also Monday through Friday only. And all of these on the regular three frequencies at a time that Radio Australia is left with. One of which, however, was out of service for hours and hours on April 22nd. It was on the air, but playing nothing but Waltzing Matilda. If you enjoyed that interval signal going way back from Radio Australia, well, that was quite a treat. However, it gets old after several minutes, let alone several hours. I first noticed this at 0625 UT on 15415. That's the frequency aimed toward Asia. But it was then reported by many others for hours after that at various times, 12065 being the frequency it changed to after 0900. Ron Howard reports that from California. Also, Noel Green in England. Jonathan Kempster in London in the British DX Club, as well as Stuart Satnipper and Dave Kenny. And the latest time reported for it, I'm not sure when or if it actually stopped, was 1920 UT, according to Gabby Simmons in Middlesex. Fortunately, the other two Radio Australia frequencies, which are better for us anyway, continued unmatilded with regular programming. Ron Howard reminds us that Bangladesh Betar Home Service on 4750 continues to carry a news bulletin in English, Mondays only, for 8 minutes at 12:35 UT. It's from the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC. But it had interference co-channeled from CNR1 in China. The Monocle in Britain seems to be making an impact in journalism, including on the radio. Quite by chance, I ran across their almost one-hour news magazine, The Monocle Daily, live from London on Monocle 24, as relayed by CBC Radio 1 in Canada. This was at 0605 UT Saturday, April 18th on CBW Manitoba, 990 kHz, when there wasn't too much interference from XCTN Monterey, which may have actually been directional south for a change. Anyhow, it appears the Monocle program is daily, but it's only carried once a week on CBC for 1 hour at 1.05 a.m. local time across Canada. On April 22nd, Sheldon Harvey in Quebec tells us, I just got a phone call from Wojtek Gwiazda. He is retiring from RCI after 35 years of service. Confirming this on his Facebook page, he'll be wrapping up next week. More details to come. As you may recall, Wojtek Gwiazda was the person behind saving RCI as much as possible and was continued to run the website to that effect. Don't know if that will continue once he retires. In case you're wondering, yes, RCI has continued to exist as a non-shortwave station producing programming online, including by Wojtek. Among the many mistakes we notice every week from Radio Havana, Cuba, this time we found an old frequency suddenly back on the air, but not on the current schedule, 15340, April 21st at 1357 UT. Unfortunately, that's the same frequency as reached beyond Australia. However, Cuba was gone a few minutes later. While it was on, it was completely obliterating Australia. Meanwhile, 15730, the new frequency from Cuba, was missing from 1343 and was still missing even after 15340 went off. It's usually on the air every morning, but not always between 13 and 15. Another station that's always doing something wrong is Radio Cairo, Egypt, one of the four transmitters on the air to the Americas. You can never be sure when or if it will appear. However, on April 19th at 0138, I found it on 11913. At least it was not a big blob as it had been a few nights earlier, interfering with even 11905 Sri Lanka. It was neatly between that and Taiwan via WRMI on 11920. But why on such an odd frequency, 11913? Only the Egyptians know. Well, actually, they probably don't know either. Meanwhile, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been hearing Arabic music, believed to be a test of Radio Cairo on a number of occasions, on 9964.7. For example, at 11:30 to 12:10 UT on April 19th, 12:45 to 13:05 on April 21st, when it was going from Indonesian to Arabic. That particular frequency, however, is not supposed to be on the air at that hour, just during the North American service much earlier, when it's usually, I have found, on the high side of 9965. In case outside Europe or even inside Europe you have trouble hearing all those European free and alternative stations, some of them pirates, some of them buying time via low-power transmitters in Germany, Sweden, or Finland, etc. Tom Taylor says many of them are audible via the internet at this site, laut.fm/jukebox, one of them being RGI, which I guess stands for Radio Gloria International. Mike Cooper forwards news from France 24 that the month-long strike finally ended April 15th against domestic Radio France. It was the longest strike in a decade at France's public broadcaster. The last union involved in the action accepted a compromise reform plan and voted to return to work. Noel Green in Northwest England subsequently observed normal programs have resumed. France Inter on 162 long wave again had Natalie with her classical selection at 1405 UT. April 17th, instead of the dreadful tapes they had been running. The high power signal of American Forces Network Frankfurt, Germany on 872 and later 873 kilohertz has been off the air for some time. Now Wolfgang Bischel reports that on Thursday, April 23rd at approximately 11 UT, the three masts of that medium wave installation will be blown up. It was 150 kilowatts and, of course, brought American-style programming to much of Europe as well as Germany. DX India and DX South Asia, Alakesh Gupta says, All India Radio is conducting a trial transmission in DRM with multiple programs from the superpower transmitter in Bangalore, that means 500 kilowatts, until April 30th. It's the 7550 transmission to UK and Western Europe between 1745 and 2230 UT. Program 1 will be the General Overseas Service alternating with Hindi according to the usual schedule, and Program 2 will be the Vivid Bharati domestic musical entertainment program. As a result, 11620 will be in analog instead of DRM during this period. David Sharp in New South Wales was hearing a distorted signal. At first he couldn't be sure of the language, just below 4790 kilohertz. I figured it must be the reactivated Radiovisión in Peru, as we've been hearing in North America. However, he kept listening and reports that it's really what he's hearing, RRI Fak Fak Indonesia, a blob emitter with extremely distorted audio, first heard on April 16th, but better on April 17th at 0900. They were carrying RRI news, very unpleasant copy, and slowly drifting up towards the nominal frequency. He measured it on 4789.92 variable. Past reactivations of this have always been brief, only for a day or two, with hugely distorted audio. It's funny that this one cobbles the transmitter back to air about the same time that Peru reappears. And he says on April 18th at 0830, nothing was to be heard from either station. And checking Atsunori Ishida's monitoring report of Indonesian shortwave broadcasting. According to him, the RRI Fak Fak was last heard over 2 years ago in March 2013. He also keeps track of Voice of Indonesia in case you haven't heard it lately. Neither has anyone. The last time he logged the external service on 9525.9 was March 3rd. It seems I'm on the air in Ireland. Well, not exactly, or almost. Ken Fletcher in the British DX Club has been hearing PCJ's Media Network Plus program on RTE Radio 1 Extra. That's a digital channel. Sundays at 20 to 2030 UT. And, of course, I do the propagation report toward the end. It lasts about 2 minutes, and that allows me to go into much more detail than I do here on World of Radio. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1770. Our website brings you much more information at worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan notifies us of a special broadcast of Furusato no Kaze, one of the Japanese stations concerned about abductions by North Korea. They have regular broadcasts, some of them via Taiwan and some via Palau. But we're not sure which site will be used, or could it be yet another one for this special. He says, Furusato no Kaze has an event in New York called International Symposium on Human Rights Violations, including abductions by North Korea. The live relay will be on May 5th from 14 to 16 UT on 9910. And I'm not sure if it'll be in English, but I guess there's a good chance of that since it's originating in New York. Ron Howard in California says, even with white noise jamming, I'm still able to make out some of the music program Pops Freedom in Korean with English IDs from KBS Hanminjok Bangsong 1, 6015, April 21st, between 10 and 10:30 UT. They said, now you're listening to KBS Pops Freedom. And at 10:23, the Everyday English Language lesson. That day it was about, it's been a long time since I last saw you. Somewhat less exotic is KBS World Radio, the external service from South Korea. Finally, it's attaining a decent, listenable signal level during the so-called North American service as we're getting closer to summer. April 21st until 14 UT, I was having a good signal and not much flutter on 15575. They were discussing how Korean pop singers had their songs banned in the 70s, for all kinds of dictatorial objections to the subjects or lyrics, which might seem innocent-sounding. The program was Korea Panorama 70 years. So, although reception will certainly continue to vary from day to day, we now have a much better chance of hearing the 3 minutes of listening tips from Kevin O'Donovan in Farmington, New Mexico, around 1350 UT Saturdays, if he's still doing them, alternating with some other contributors. This so-called North American service stays on 15575 all year, even though it's totally unsuitable and barely propagable, if at all, for half the year. Malaysia and more from Ron Howard in California. It's Thursday, April 16th, he says, and time for another relay of Limbang FM on 11665, which is primarily YFM from Kajang near Kuala Lumpur. Time for this relay is Monday and Thursday at 1310 until 1400. They have DJs with dedications talking in vernacular over background music and playing pop songs. He was getting very good reception. At 1359, they went back to YFM with IDs and into the Limbang Y News. However, another Malaysian frequency has been missing, 5965, which is supposed to be Radio Classic, KLASIK, as of April 16th, and for the past several days, Ron says, I'm finding nothing, even though China is no longer there. No trace of a carrier on that clear frequency. Dan Sheedy, further south in California, agrees he is also not logging 5965 as of April 17th. And after 1400, China does come on in Korean. I can seldom get any Latin Americans on medium wave beyond Mexico or Cuba, so I enjoy picking up unusual Mexican stations. My catch of the week, on 7:30 I was surprised to hear the Mexican anthem playing at an odd time, 0619 UT, April 20th. It turned out to be XESOS in Agua Prieta, which is across from Douglas, Arizona, in the state of Sonora, and both of them are on the UT-7 zone. The power is listed as only 300 watts at night, 2 kilowatts in the daytime. And I also heard it about 24 hours later, besides the call letter ID, also for FM XHSOS, of course, always pronounced in Spanish. The slogan is La Ranchera de Agua Prieta. And, of course, they play ranchera music. This is facilitated by the apparent absence of the Chihuahua station on 730 XEHB, which has a 50 kilowatt transmitter. We've suspected they also run at night, but maybe they're off after midnight. As for the alleged 100 kilowatts in Mexico City, XEX, it's really been no problem. Getting a lot of attention in the DX news groups this week, Norway will switch off FM radio in 2017. The Ministry of Culture announced the transition to DAB will be completed in that year. Norway is the first country in the world to do so. It's decided to switch off the FM network. It began the transition to DAB in 1995. Well, it later emerged that this applies to the national broadcaster NRK, but there'll still be lots of domestic private FM stations. They've already done away with AM, however. Thanks to Carlos Coimbra and William Hassig for sending us the first stories about this. Ron Howard in California reports that the Papua New Guinea station on 3205 has been reactivated. NBC Sundown. First heard April 16th at 11:52 UT with an open carrier, no audio, gone by 12:18. He says, I've been checking this daily, the first time in a long time I have heard anything. So the next day, April 17th, there was an open carrier, no audio at 11:19, but the audio did come on at 12:02, corresponding with the start of the NBC National News audio feed from Port Moresby, which provides better and stronger modulation than the local Sundown audio. Sounded like the usual news in English, but very weak, and it went off at 12:07. Then on April 20th, Ron Howard reports, confirmed it is NBC Sundown 3205, the best audio so far since reactivation, heard before and after 1100 UT. One has also heard Wantok Radio Light as early as 0900 UT to 957 April 21st on 7324.96. Starting with Good Night Papua New Guinea, the national news in English relayed from NBC. And then some of Wantok Radio Light's own programming for the rest of the hour, including acknowledgments of a company called 99. From Lima, Peru, Pedro F. Arunatagi's monthly Chasqui DX report includes Radio Vision in Chiclayo, Peru, which we've been reported recently reactivated. The frequency he gives is 4789.79, and he's close enough to hear it even after sunrise. The times he reports are April 11th at 12:20 to 12:35 with Pasillo Music and ID. Also, April 11th at 0504 to 0540 with the Iglesia Pentecostal La Cosecha, and also at 1300 UT, as well as April 12th at 0945 to 1005 with more Pentecostal programming. In the Bulgarian DX blog, Ivo Ivanov says that the clandestine for Rwanda is back, the one formerly known as Radio Impala or Radio Mara. Apparently those are two different factions. Now it's called Radio Imara, I-M-A-R-A. Heard on shortwave again April 15th at a new time of 18 to 19 UT instead of 1 hour earlier in the two previous seasons. It's on 17540 via Madagascar. It was dead air until the programming started at 18:02. And this is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. Tony Curry, who runs the webcasting station in Scotland, Radio 6 International, has been informing us that he's trying shortwave again. Experimental broadcast Saturday, April 25th, via Sweden, 3975 with 5 kilowatts and 9405 with 10 kilowatts, between 14 and 16 UT, including the programming normally heard only on webcast, including his own Lively Lounge with Tony Curry at 1425. Reception reports very much wanted, and we'll QSL letters at radiosix.com. Return postage is welcomed. For that, you'll need the postal address, which is 21 Sherbrooke Avenue in Glasgow. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was first to send us news that International Radio Serbia will stop broadcasting on shortwave June 30th. That's after 79 years of service. This promptly led to a demonstration by more than 70 employees of the former Radio Yugoslavia, a peaceful protest in front of the government building about the oncoming close down. Well, that is too bad. Another country gone from shortwave, but they already deleted their North American service a few years ago, even though they still put it on their schedule pretentiously as if it existed. Currently imagined to be on 9685 between midnight and 0130. PCJ Radio Taiwan has been carrying out some broadcasts to Europe from April 18th to 24th, 20 to 21 UT, via Sweden, 10 kilowatts on 9405, different PCJ programming each day. Initial reports are that there's been quite a bit of interference, even hard to hear in neighboring Finland, says Jari Savalainen. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal reports the missionary station in Uganda, Dynamis Broadcasting Corporation in Mukono, April 17th at 18:35 to sign off at 19 UT on 4750. In case you've not been able to hear, World of Radio via Hamburger Local Radio 7265, compatible USB. Thomas Vukner explains, it's off the air for maintenance. It will return on Saturday, May 2nd, when World of Radio and all the other media shows will return to their usual slots. World of Radio times are, of course, Saturdays and repeated Wednesdays at 0630 and 1430 UT. On April 20th at 0622 UT, I happened to tune across WBBM Chicago 780, and I heard two reporters in a row sign off as news radio on 105.9 FM. There was no mention of AM. Recently, they had been mentioning FM and AM, so I wonder if this is a further demotion of the AM side, since it only happens to cover half the nation. Neil Kazaros near WBBM says, they don't mention AM now very often. The Cubs are on AM, and I think IBOC is often dropped for home games. When the Cubs are on 780, the news continues on 105.9. Mehmet Burke tells us he started a new radio podcast. The first edition is Vanuatu's Mega Disaster and Shortwave Radio. You can reach it at his website, reliefanalysis.com. He's calling the series Disaster DX. Ron Howard in California has heard Radio Vanuatu 3945 after Japan went off at 1401 UT April 16th. And once again, they're just playing song loops over and over, including You Are the Only One every 15 minutes. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 18 and 5 April 30th, solar flux peaking at 145 May 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1770.